Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hey. Here it is. TGIF, everybody, and you know what that means. That means we are going to have Krebel. The Rebel card night, yes. We are going to use the Rebel card deck. You never know what the Rebel card deck is going to say to you. You know, comes without any angel shine or sprinkles.
Nope, no unicorns, sprinkles.
Yeah, no unicorns. But, the insight sometimes can be amazing. So, anyway, I'm Deborah Lee, and joining me is Jimbo, who kind of handles just about everything here. I want to remind everyone, we're using ordinary playing cards, so not to be confused with tarot, oracle cards, any other system out there that you know of that use cards for predicting the future. This is strictly personal prophecy. And it's exactly the way my grandmother taught it to me all those years ago. Okay, so now I want to mention that we're, we're also going to use a full 24 card layout for each of our callers. And we will need a moment or two for that. Other shows, they may like to just, you know, use one card, put out 3, 5, but my personal preference is to use all 24. Excuse me. It's been one of those days, I'll tell you what.
Okay.
Well,
I remember the grass was cut today, so.
Oh.
I'm going to stir it up some stuff.
There it is. So, anyway, bear with me. I'll need a moment or two to get the layout laid down and then to be able to read your cards. So on that note, I'm going to turn you over to Mr. Jimbo himself.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We also would like to remind you folks out there in Blog Talk Radio land and in Facebook land, if you're international, let us know and we'll give you live international shout-outs like we are right now to nobody, which is probably the first time ever in the last couple of years, well, ever since we started. It's been a couple of years.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I shouldn't say
there
that. Sometimes
nobody.
Sometimes they didn't come in right away because they are in far away time zones.
Well, and they may be out having a good time.
Eat the boot. But anyway, as they do come in, or they announce themselves, or if you happen to call in and you're international because you can't Skype in, we'll talk about that shortly. Let us know and we'll give you a live international shout out. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in or Skype in. I keep forgetting. Remember, you can Skype in. You could, if you really, 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 really wanted to call in, and we've had some international folks Skype in and local too. Sometimes just your cell phone's not convenient and they have Skype. But anyway, you can Skype in. 515-602-9676. Either way you do Skype or call in on the phone, you'll hear the message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. Your statement, you will hear the show. You're in the queue.
Yes.
We'll go live. You'll be very clear. It'll be very clear that it is you that is live. If you hear nothing, silence, bad callback. That means it was some kind of a technical snafu. So, Facebookers, when you do roll in, I mean, there's some people that are watching, but, you know, must be shy. Too shy, shy, hush, hush, Anyway, so.
It's not the same, is it, when you're singing to no one?
Well, there's somebody there. when we...
Well, that's all the shy people that won't come in.
Right, that's what I was thinking about, yeah. So...
Yeah.
When we do turn to you Facebookers, we'll make it clear, very clear, but we can't tell you when that'll be, so you, and you can't call in early and get in the queue because that does not exist. So just be aware, when we do it, we'll open the floor, it'll be messenger to audio or video, your choice, to Deborah Lee. So. And regardless,
yeehaw!
When you hear the Rebel yell, it is Rebel Card Friday, so we'll give you a yell. That means you're reading with Deborah. It's free. It's got to come to an end sooner than later so we can move on to other folks. So let that be an end, please. Stand by for your Rebel card, a single card, before we move on to the next caller. It's, regulars are familiar with it. Those that are not, it is a deck of cards that are not sugar-coated. No donuts, no happiness and joy. But they are trying to drive a positive message, even though they say it sometimes in a negative way.
Trying to smack you right upside the head.
Yeah, it's meant to, you know, it's meant to say, hey, come on, you got to change something sometimes.
And you know, when we got those, I really thought people were going to find them offensive. And I said, Jim, only do the nice ones. Out
yeah,
of
I was
the
on restriction. International shout-out to Virgil in the UK. He's our first international shout-out.
He wins all of the prizes tonight.
He wins a whole bunch of nothing. all the nothing. All the nothings we got.
Yeah, where are all the ladies, Virgil? Did you chase them off?
I don't. They didn't get here to get chased off. Yeah.
No, I meant maybe.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. But if he was in here
whatever.
When the show started, I would blame him. But I can't. So.
Alrighty then.
So should we? Anything? It is International Fajita, not International, National Fajita Day, and National Ice Cream Pie Day. So you have some fajitas, have some ice cream pie.
So nothing international.
I've never actually had ice cream pie. I've had ice cream cake. Probably the same. Just a crust.
Yeah.
It's got a crust instead of, you know, like cake style. Yeah.
Doesn't sound that great.
What?
Ice cream pie.
Doesn't sound like it could suck at all. Does ice cream cake suck? No. It's going to be the same. It's going to have a pie crust, which could be really good.
You know, they used to have those many years ago because I'm sitting here and I'm remembering that was a big treat at Grandma's house.
What?
She would get these frozen... ice, they had ice cream in them.
Okay.
And they had sometimes just a graham cracker crust or
your traditional flaky pie crust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they'd have like Tutti Frutti.
Oh, Rudy. Tutti Frutti. Oh, Rudy. All right. See, they even have a picture of one, see?
Where?
It looks National Ice Cream Pie Day. That looks pretty good.
Now, that looks really good.
That looks like it's got like a cookie crumble for a...
And mocha.
And, yep, and layers of chocolate and then some kind of white creamy, but it's going to be.
It could, yeah.
So, but you know it's going to be good shit after you have some fajitas. Fajitas. Fajitas are good.
Yes, you could have fajitas and ice cream pie.
Right, for dessert, exactly.
I've never had Mexican desserts. Have you?
I've had Chi-Chi's ice, the frozen, the fried ice cream.
Did you ever have any of the other things, sopapillas?
No, but only with the fried ice cream.
Yeah.
And they all did that. You can get that at these places here. It was good. You know. So shall we? Shall we do it? All right, let's get her done. Let's go to our first caller is area code 773 in Illinois. 773, welcome to the show.
Illinois, welcome. Who are we speaking to or with?
To Diana.
Diana.
Hi, Diana. You called us yesterday, right?
Yes.
Well, it's good to hear from you.
Welcome back.
Yes, you sound a little bit, I don't know what the word would be. Like,
don't speak word. Yeah,
well,
speak
I can
word.
Hear it in her voice. She's not quite as despondent, maybe, as you were yesterday.
Okay.
So tell us, now, how is your day gone, hon?
But I just want to know what the card said for me and my life.
And your life.
So she's looking for what would be like a general reading.
Well, I think we can do it because we really tapped in
you
emotionally.
You talked a lot about stuff going yesterday. So she's not cold cocking you with a general reading. And you have no info whatsoever. You have info. You have
so,
the info.
Diana, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Involves a little life coaching. Let me ask you, if I handed you a magic wand right now and said, what would you like to do or be in your life? And the magic wand is going to make it happen. what do you think you'd say? Something you'd like to do or something you'd like to become. Professionally, personally, some people will say, oh, I'd love to write books, be a singer. I mean, they would, and some of these things, like, sure, it might be beyond what can become reality. But I just am curious to know what you would choose as a dream come true for yourself. Okay. Let me know. And if you can't think of something, we'll just go on ahead. Are you still with me? Uh-oh. I don't think so.
Are you here, Diana? Yes, she is. We must continue on. Hello.
Yeah, Diana, call back
in.
Let
me try something here. Let me mute and unmute. See if that does anything useful.
Oh, don't tell me it's
good. No, I don't think. Are you with us? We can hang up and let her call back.
Yeah, maybe her signal's bad.
Yes, we shall hang up, but you shall call back. Maybe she can hear us and she can't talk. Sometimes the phone's glitched, too.
Yes, we do need some cricket noises here.
Yep. Chirp, 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 chirp. All right, we're going to give her a few minutes to call back.
All right.
I should watch the phone lines.
Let's go.
Other folks, I was going to wait for give her a couple minutes.
Oh, well, we could move on. She can still call back.
But she, can we give her just a
I think we should go to.
Or we can call her. Yes. Don't ever trust me. What the hell would I know? Nothing. All right. Welcome back. Everything good? Can you hear us?
Yes.
All right. Our connection has been restored.
We thought maybe we had
I'm
dropped.
I'm sorry. I got so happy when you were talking to me and I accidentally, my face touched the phone and I called somebody else.
I hate that. I hang up all the time.
Yeah.
On phone calls, the face touching thing pisses me off.
What I fear is when you've accidentally called somebody or not hung up the phone, clicked off, and you continue talking to somebody.
You have to be careful.
And you got to worry. What did I say?
You don't know. You don't know. Yeah, yeah. But the face thing kind of pisses me off. When that phone. The smartphone should know by the angle when you pick it up, put it to your face. It should shut off the controls on there, unless you're on, like, speakerphone. But who am I?
So, Diana, did you think of anything? And it's okay if you didn't.
Back to her reading.
Yes, I was saying I wanted to become a nurse, but, like, in a high field.
But in what?
What kind of field?
Like a RN nurse.
Oh, yes, an RN. Mm-hmm. Yes. That is not a bad goal at all. In fact, I've seen many things on the internet in terms of stories from around the world that staffing is critical in many medical fields.
You've got to be prepared to work hard to get there. But the rewards are great.
All right, so I'm going to take a look for you. Now, is this anything you've actually started working toward? You know, have you started to study how nursing?
Have you done any, or you just haven't thought about it?
Only doing caregiving, but I've thought about it.
Okay, so, all right, so it's a goal. It's an achievable goal, too. That's, yeah, a lot of folks can do that, and you don't have to be a young spring chicken, and you don't, and she's not old anyway, but you know what I'm saying.
You sound very young, Diana. May we ask your age?
37.
No. Oh, I would have thought you were like
21 at 18.
Yeah,
even you really can't tell on the phone. They're not. If they weren't raised in a smoky bar, you can't tell. You know.
Hey, I'll tell you what,
you know, that type of thing. Did you hear?
Ooh.
Totally. Speaking of nurses, what about the one in the UK that got found guilty?
Yes.
The baby
Seven
killer.
Babies.
Baby killer.
Now, how did they not?
I don't want to be none of that.
Well, no, I'm not new to you. I'm just saying, this is some crazy psycho in the UK.
How did they not catch it? Than
well, yeah,
seven.
Read about it. Well, because she did it in a short amount, period of time. It wasn't like crazy. She went on the... They realized something was wrong. They removed her from that role until they could investigate further. But, yeah.
Okay, Diana, here's what I'm going to tell you. Now, one thing is, when I discuss potential with those like you, often people think their potential in life is just this itty-bitty thing that is not going to allow them to accomplish much. But I got to tell you, and this is completely sincere, I honestly mean this, so don't think that, oh, she's just saying nice things. No, I'm not. I'm being totally honest with you. Excuse me. I feel that your potential is huge, even at your age. A lot of people think, oh, boy, I'm pushing 40. You know, it's not like you have one foot on a banana peel and the other foot half in the grave. 40 is young. Okay, it's almost like 40 is the new 20. All right. So I want you to know that, yes, I've looked at this and doggone it, yes, you could make this happen really, really easily. And I even want to give you a picture of down the road for you. And it's a pretty good picture here. I see you, and that's not where I mean she's going to work in ICU, but it could.
Pretty good chance. Right. They need lots of nurses there.
I feel that you have a real gift for medicine, and you ought to follow this hope, this wish, this dream that you have. And you can start at any time. There are so many wonderful nursing programs that are available, and some people are even going overseas to other countries to study. So I would suggest don't take on too much, because your cards tell me you do have some anxiety issues. And, you know, that is something a lot of us share. A lot of us share those issues of anxiety. But start with just a little bit, you know. Take on what you can do. You look to me like you are going to be able to do awesome work as an RN, and I do think you're going to move beyond nursing into, what are they called, Jim? Joiners one.
PA.
Yeah.
Physician's assistant.
Physician's assistant. I could see you pushing forward into, you know, other categories that way. And I want to tell you that your true love is to be found in the midst of all of that, very likely during your schooling. I feel it could be during her, like on-the-job training or once you've actually achieved it. But Diana, you're going to make it. There's no doubt in my mind that you will. And don't listen to those people, especially those friends.
No, they're not.
No,
they're not. They're not on your side. They're not your friends.
You know, don't tell them. Keep this for you. Because people that don't have a dream, guess what? They want to tear down everybody else's that has one. And you just nurture your own dream. You go about it. I wonder if you are absolutely fully aware. You're a very intelligent lady. Very intelligent. Yes, for sure. No problem telling you. And I want you to know that as you go forward, there are going to be some competitiveness. But by the time you are wearing your scrubs, running around, you know, doing your job, you're going to be like, you know, it's water off a duck's back. If they want to compete and try to be as great as you, you will say, be my guest. But you have greatness in front of you. You certainly do. And I hope that you'll put, you know, one baby step in front of the other. I really do. Jim is going to give you a card.
Yeehaw!
And
it's a rebel card. She was listening to the spiel, so she knows. Subject is laugh. Where the F is your sense of humor? And, well, you know, sometimes even when things seem dark and gloomy and terrible, sometimes you got to figure out a way to laugh about something, you know.
I think it's really good medicine.
It does. It helps sometimes. Sometimes it helps you, you know, it's either that or some friend, a real friend has to, like, slap you so you can kind of get your get your focus back on life because you've gone down a path that you can't seem to get off, a path of despair that you should not be on.
I just want you to know you've got a beautiful, fruitful future in front of you. And we will cheer you on. Yeah, we will. So, Diana, I want to thank you for being our very first caller tonight. It's good to hear your voice. Mm-hmm. And we have to get over in that direction. I would love to, you know, meet with you. It'd be very nice to meet up.
I would love to meet you too. Yes, I would love that too. I'm happy that I came across your channel. It brings me peace to my heart.
Oh, I'm so happy. Yes, you know, sometimes things like that happen because they're meant to be. All right, we have several who come to our shows and will say, I don't know how I found you, but I did. And I thought, yeah, because we were meant to find you too. So, Diana, thank you. Really love your card, by the way. You have such resilience in you that as a nurse, I think you are going to be amazing, really amazing. So take care, honey. Remember, we'll be here tomorrow.
Saturdays are pretty for sure.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to look
forward
to seeing you or hearing you anyways. Take care and have a good night. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for holding and being caller number one. It's always a distinct because those poor people usually have held the longest.
And interesting, there's nobody else here, but you have Virgil, right?
I have Virgil, and Virgil has me.
A nurse.
You know, he probably knows all the details.
Well, I mean, just as a bit of...
I don't know what the hell you're where you're going. I can't say
serendipity. But it might be better saying synchronicity.
Synchronicity. Little police for you.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. You started like a sentence that you didn't finish.
I thought it was kind of ironic.
What?
We have one person with us, a nurse. And we have a caller.
I didn't know what she was talking about. It's ironic. I'm like, what's ironic? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Oh, okay.
Come up to speed there.
I can't read your freaking mind. You know? I can't do that. I'm sorry. If I could read your mind, and I would read other people's minds.
This mind cannot be read.
And I would be filthy rich because I would use it to my financial advantage. Yes, I would. Okie dokie pokey. Let's see here. Let's go to, where's our next caller from? Aha! We're going to the Empire State, 917 in New York. You are the next caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. I hope you've been having a great summer.
Hello there, Tina.
Holy.
How
strangers
are you?
From a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. You guys?
I'm glad. So glad. And tell me. How's your work going?
Oh, everything is going good. I just wanted to ask about the relationship with my guy, Tracy.
Okay, which one is this? Which?
the cop.
The who?
The cop.
Did you get that?
I thought she said cop.
The cop?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's right, the cop.
The fuzz, the police, the heat, you know, the fuzz, the heat, the cop, yes. Yeah.
Popo. Yeah. Things been moving along real nicely between you.
Yes, I just want to see what Jerry has.
All right, we're going to check
him out.
All right,
the cars are going now. I just taping away. I don't, you know, because I have like a fly with dementia type memory. So I don't remember anything about any of this. But you do.
You've killed a lot of brain cells.
Well, and when you don't have a lot to start out with, you probably shouldn't be killing them. They should be like treated like endangered species and protected from harm.
Oh, you got a...
They were not, though.
You got an interloper there.
What? Son of a biscuit. We've heard of many people, but one of them is a scammer. Well, isn't that freaking Murphy's Law right there? Well, you know what? I shall put it down. We'll put it down like a sad rebellion. All right. It's over. That person is gone, and that will finish him off here.
Tina, does he really love what he does?
Yes, he does.
Comes back a little bit now, a little bit. I do remember talking about him.
Well, I really think he loves you desperately, like really, really a lot. Okay. I sense in you some fear about what, his line of work. And that would be, it would be unnatural if you didn't feel that way. You know, aren't you the folks? I'm trying to remember in Minneapolis, that was Minnesota. Have you all had some skirmishes, you know, with the police and, can't remember. She's New Jersey and New York.
She's New York. I don't. What are you talking about?
As far as all the trouble that there's been.
That's those riot things are like long time ago. That was during COVID. Right around the beginning.
Mean they can't come back again.
Are you trying to give us some kind of doomsday cards reading here? Do you see it? I'm just asking. Do you tell me that the riots are coming back? I'm worried. What are you doing? Everybody else is listening too.
There is no everybody else.
Yeah, there is. I'm just worried. What are you saying?
I'm trying to say to Tina that it's understandable to feel that way and that he should take extra care in terms of his focus, his quickness, what's going on.
Well, that's every cop.
I don't want to see him in harm's way.
Oh, I'm sorry. Even without?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I'm a little bit miffed at you right now.
It's the daily miff. Welcome, show. We should have a time for that. What time of the show will I miff her?
So, Tina, all in all, it looks very good for you. And Jim's going to give you a card.
I was not prepared for it to end this quick. All right. We got to have the traditional.
Yeehaw!
Okay, it says, let's see. I read this and I don't know what the message would be. The subject is stop talking. I got to put my glasses on here. Stop talking. And the message is shut your mouth and listen.
I don't think that's a good message for her at all. The woman.
The rebel cards, Deb.
She runs a ministry.
It doesn't. So maybe she. It should listen. Maybe there's something in her life going on. Remember, this doesn't necessarily, it's not for us. This is for her. So maybe this means something that she's maybe not listening to something as much as she should be. Could be herself. Maybe she's not listening to her inner self. Yeah, remember, these cards, you can take them for what they are. That's all. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Well, Tina, don't dwell on that one too much.
I'm sure
you do a lot of listening.
I don't want to flip through cards and just pick one that's going to make somebody turn into an angel.
Call us on
card.
Another night. Maybe the readings are a bit off tonight. Okay, I don't want to give you a poor impression of your reading. This girl's called me for years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's been a while. But she said everything is good, and that is a good thing.
Well, Tina, take care. I'm so happy to hear from you. All right?
Thank you, Agonai.
All right, you too,
right.
Charlie.
And obviously things are going good because she mentioned the cop, and that was a long time ago. It was her. Wasn't two people that came in her life at the same time, a cop and somebody else?
Oh, she's always had.
No, but I mean for this guy. Like this guy and another guy
the
were like.
The other guy was.
What was he?
Somehow like adjacent to her ministry.
Yes. See, I do have some brain cells. Deb has to just revive them, give them mouth to mouth. Yes, that's right. And they were both coming in at about the same time. So apparently the cop has had the one that has stayed.
Well, let's move on to Lisa. And then after that, I think we cut the show short. Yeah, we have no one here, and I don't see the point.
But, okay, but
we have no callers.
But somebody call while Lisa's here. Oh, Lisa.
Hey, you guys. Yahoo!
Hello there.
I'm faking it till I make it.
Okay. That sounds like a plan.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
So I, what did I do? I am getting ready to go out, and there is, so I got a line up here. I'm going to go do it on my own, and I'm open to the energy. And then prior to that, I started the day by, what did I do? I can't remember. Oh. You know, because we made a deal or something. I don't know what we did. And so I just called him and I said, I am planning on using the car. I'm going to go to pick up prescriptions and stuff like that. And then he said he needed a ride. And so then I said, I've been feeling kind of off center. And so I'm on my own. And
what's up with you, chicks? Are you chicks got some kind of disease, both of you?
I think it's sinus or allergies, you know, my throat. And so then,
I'm having it too.
So
that's
then,
the thing, you were doing it. Yeah.
So we were friendly. And then I named a time when we would go, and he said, fine, call him. And then I called him a little later, and I said, are we doing dinner tonight? And he said, no, I went ahead and made my beef, and I'm going to have my sandwich. And I said, oh, okay. And so then we went driving to our errands later, and I said, you know, and we were talking and being playful, and I said, you know, I said something about, oh, you made me sad. And he said, oh, what is it? I said, well, I'm not going to tell you. He said, okay. So we kept driving, and then later I said, I'm really lonely. And he started lecturing me on the value of spending your time by yourself, and I said, fuck off. And then I said it again a little later. I said, I'm really lonely. You know, I was joking. But I want to prepare him so that when I do leave, he's not totally, you know, bowled over by.
Good
and
for
he can
you.
Do with that information. He can do with that whatever he fucking well pleases. And
you
so I'm getting ready.
Yep, I love it. And remember back in the day when we would watch cartoons and somebody would draw a door. And they'd put like a little doorknob there and they would keep that. That would be their exit. You're paving your own exit, and you are going to come out on top, victorious, unscathed. From, I don't remember, I'm thinking the Bugs Bunny show,
maybe. You keep going, I'll dwell on that, and I'll probably hurt myself.
And you know what? Men are a dime a dozen, if we think about it. You know, we are the commodity. What?
The chick. Beetlejuice, didn't she tell him to draw a door? Remember?
That's right. Yeah.
I didn't remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, and she just saw that recently. Yeah, that was Beetlejuice, but he drew a door, and then they went and saw that counselor chick.
Oh,
anyway, back to Lisa.
So, you know what? It would be great if you guys were in a city where they have these higher class nightclubs instead of like saloons.
I don't
know
what she has.
Boy, I'd go out dressed to the nines, you know, and I'd want to make sure he saw me. I'd think of a reason to knock on his door. Like if you had a cat, you'd say, could you make sure the kitty gets in tonight? And then sort of laugh.
Well, I guess, I don't know, you know, he is a Gemini, so I guess maybe he's in his Gemini. Because we were driving around doing our errands, and then he said at one point a little bit ago when he was talking about marriage, how he was going to get a cat, and I was all excited about the cat. And he goes on and off about the cat. And then today I said, oh, look, there's a cat carrier. Are you going to get the cat carrier. So now, and I said, well, I thought you were getting a cat. And he said, oh, I changed my mind. So he, like you said, Deb, he toggles back and forth very hard about things.
You know, Geminis are a lot like that. Who said that to me?
I don't know.
Did you just say that he's a Gemini?
She said he's a Gemini, yes.
Yeah. You know,
yeah.
Are they not the twins?
Yeah, that's what I've been twins, but I don't know about what that means as far as a trait.
Well, I would
know.
Think that means like day and night.
Yeah, I don't know traits.
Nights and not nice.
Is that what it means?
I get the feeling he's trying to get back at you.
You guys are having a little pity.
And when
contest.
He said, no, I make my own piece of beef, I would have called him out on that. I'd have said, okay, so we make meals, what, every other night of the week, and now all of a sudden you're going to eat your own meat?
Well, I thought they had cooked, I thought that was leftovers, wasn't it, the beef?
You know, I don't know, Deb. I don't know what the cards say. Are we changing? Are we just going to eat separate? Are we having separate lives? I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Am I just going to go out every night?
Yeah.
Am I just going to go out every night and try to hook it up with someone else? I don't know. Am I going to stand on a street corner and hold a sign and say, we'll fuck for no money?
That. I would love to see that.
Put a price on it.
I would love to see that.
No.
I would actually would walk up and question that person. Say, come on, everybody wants something. What's the catch? There's got to be a catch here. That's one of those too good to be true things. But if it sounds too good to be true, you know it is. Because yep.
I've got a really personal question to ask you as I lay these out. And apparently it's only the three of us here.
Just the three of us. I think it might only be two of us right now.
Why did he leave too?
I don't know. Either he left or he fell asleep.
Oh, well, whatever.
No, it's late there.
They all fall asleep at one point or another, right, Lisa?
We're humans. We all sleep.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
When you go out, does your heart hurt that you have to
I'm in the moment. I'm excited.
Are you?
I'm excited because I rarely go out, and I'm drinking in, whatever is going on around me, and I'm really interested in meeting people and maybe the one. Who knows? I love
knows?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
you keep your options open, you're going to meet somebody. Something is compelling her to go out and socialize.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in just a few hours she was looking at.
And I think he's going to boomerang back towards you. This is what this man does.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he rushes her.
I thought she was going to call today and say he's already done it. Boomeranged.
Back to her?
Yeah, I thought she was going to tell us that. So not yet. Maybe tomorrow or the next show. We'll see.
Or maybe by Monday.
It's good. Yeah, it's coming. It's coming.
Oh, he's coming back. Yeah.
Very consistent, right?
He gets very antagonistic, is my feeling. In a very kind of, what's the word? I know it.
Monkey sex.
No, it's that thing.
Boogers. I don't even know what you're looking for. I'm just throwing words out, trying to help you.
Dick face.
Yeah, we're just throwing words out now, trying to help you. Sphincter.
Passive aggressive. It took me forever, but I got it.
Okay, well, I'm glad. I would never have said that.
He is passive aggressive. When he said, yeah, I've got this piece of beef, want to share it? That would be the way he usually is. Or seems. But for him to say, I've got my sandwich, that I felt that was kind of cold and rude. When she goes over backwards to come up with these ingredients for Asian salads and...
Well, she's basically Ubering him around.
Yeah, I mean...
Because he doesn't want to go out and just get a fucking car. Get a goddamn car. What the hell does it matter?
Oh, he is. He decided. He's got his car coming. He's made a decision. Our lives will change when he gets the car. I'll probably never see him again.
Could have just got any car because he can just because you buy a car doesn't mean you have to marry it for the rest of its life.
If you never see him again, that's the headline on how he really feels about
you.
And I think that karma needs to bite him in the ass for that.
I'll live with it. You know, I don't care. I can't drag somebody into trying to care for me. I can't do that.
She cares.
You care. Come on.
I don't care is a very, very dubious sentence. I don't care.
Well,
every time some people say that,
doesn't he care? I mean, would it be a mutual thing? I don't know.
He does care.
Right.
Here's the problem with here.
Obviously, he does.
You're involved with somebody who's mixed up. That's what they used to call it ever since I was a kid. That person is really mixed up.
It's got a few knives missing from the set in the drawer.
Yeah.
A few knives are gone. It's not a full set.
Yeah.
But as long as you keep going forward assertively, I really feel, I've always said, you'll be the one to end it, and you won't be that hurt. Because the prize for you is you're going to have the kind of man you really want.
Yeah, that's good.
It is good.
I'm not on the hunt in the bars, you know, looking for the man, because I'm not sure that I would find the man in a bar that, you know, I just don't know that. I'm just doing it to fill some evening time, that's all. And get some music in, get some laughs.
But even men in church aren't always the best catches.
Oh,
either.
No.
Oh,
no.
God,
you can't judge a person by the venue.
I know.
Unless you're at a freaking cockfight or a freaking dog fight. Might not want to hook up with those people. Just because you go to a bar doesn't mean everybody's out there is a horrible person and never wants to get married and just wants to bang and run. It doesn't mean that.
Yeah.
A lot of them are out there for the exact same reason you are, for the social experience and nothing more. You just don't know.
And that's very true. And you can usually pick up on them.
Yeah, you're not 16. Yeah. You'll know. She knows who's who.
You know, when if they say to you stuff like, did it hurt?
Oh, yeah.
Then I'd say, come on, that's
the
best.
The stupid line.
Yeah.
You know what hurt? The fact that you just walked up to me and tried to start a shitty line with me. That hurt. You got to do better than that, Michael, the clown.
Hey,
yeah.
So Deb, is he really enjoying this time in his life where he's on his own and eating his own fucking cooking and he's okay?
No, but he's mixed up. He's having a hard time figuring out. I mean, you are available. He's got to be a moron if he doesn't see that. Right, Jim?
Yeah, but he's also, I don't know, he wants everything to be exactly how it is for him, and if he doesn't like it, he gets into a pissing contest with her every time.
That's right.
And then later on, he's like, oh, shit, I better stop the pissing contest or she's going to go away. So I got to go back and make up with her.
And it would have been a perfectly legitimate question to say, why are you saying that when we eat dinner together almost every night? You know, it just seemed odd.
Well, I don't want to. You know, Deb, I can't. Most of the time I'm so vulnerable with this dude. You know, there's just so many limits I can put on being more vulnerable.
Yes.
You know? I can't beg him. You know,
we're like armchair quarterbacks over here, and it's easy for us to say.
Oh, it's wonderful to be on the outside looking at. Easy.
You know, he said yesterday when I said I want the meat back in my freezer, and then he said, this is our meat. This is for us. He said that several times, and I simply said, well, now there's room in my freezer. Because, you know, I was put off by that party or whatever he's going to.
Yeah,
friends.
Forever.
Yeah. So I don't know. Who knows? I'm tired of
it. Well, let's look at your rebel card. And let's see what tomorrow brings. All right, go ahead.
All right, here's the subject of your rebel card. It says you need a good fucking cry.
I thought you were gonna leave it. At
I was gonna. I paused. I paused for fun. Yes, I paused for fun.
That's hilarious.
You need a good cry. get the ugly crying. Let that shit go. Your soul will thank you.
Well, I cry really hard when I'm mad.
So if you feel like
you're
holding back shit, you're by yourself. Nobody's going to watch it. Go freaking let it out if it makes you feel
better. And you're going out tonight?
I don't feel like crying. I just, I am going out. I'm interested in what's going on out there.
You're going to have a great time. It's in your cards.
Yay.
So, go and have fun. And check with
us.
Check in with us tomorrow night.
Tomorrow.
I will. Thank you.
Right,
thank you both.
Love you so much. Okay, bye-bye.
Love you
both.
Bye.
Right. Have a good
bye.
Friday night.
All right, everybody. We are quitting early. Yeah. So I hope everybody's out having a good time. All right, Jim. Let us go.
I did, but it lasted.
So we'll be here tomorrow. We hope that you will be joining us. No, I think my mind just don't like what I'm wearing at all.
Roger that. We can do it again.
Take care.